World leaders are scrambling to defuse the situation between Israel and Iran. It's understood the Israeli war cabinet are in favour of hitting back after Iran's attack on Sunday. However, the US President Joe Biden has urged Netanyahu, the president, Prime Minister of Israel, to think twice before taking action. The UN Security Council, held an urgent meeting this afternoon with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying this.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
The Reuters Bureau Chief for Israel and Palestine is James McKenzie. Hi, James.
Hello.
How do you rate the chances that Israel heeds Biden's advice and just lets this be?
Well, that's really difficult to say. It's uncertain. We understand that there's division. There's general, I think, agreement in the war cabinet, which is a small group of ministers that's going to decide what to do. They want to retaliate. I think there's division. They're not decided on when and at what scale. And that's really the question that's going to be decided, I think, you know, in the coming days. And that's really the question that everyone's waiting for.
James, if they do it then, if they go ahead with something, what is it that they go ahead with?
Well, that's really the question, isn't it? You know, I think ideally, from an Israeli point of view, they would operate in conjunction with the Americans. But the Americans have made clear that they don't want to do that. And so that really severely limits their choice. They do have the kind of weapons that could strike targets in Iran. But, you know, the question then is, you know, what would you be achieving by doing that? You know, do they have the capacity in the long term to do anything much more than hit, say, you know, for example, some bases of the Revolutionary Guards in Iran? You know, what does that achieve in the long term? You know, so that's really, these are the kind of questions that get, you know, because that then has the danger that the Iranians are going to retaliate, and that you'll get into this cycle that will expand into a regional war. Now, that's the kind of question they're going to be deliberating, because at the same time, they do see Iran as a long-term strategic threat to Israel. As for many, many years, they've seen that Iran as the main strategic threat. And they do feel they have to retaliate, because that's the sort of foundation of the Israeli security doctrine, that they can't, you know, let people hit them without hitting back.
Mm.
So it's really a big dilemma that they've got.
Too right, James. Listen, thank you very much. James McKenzie, Reuters Bureau Chief for Israel and Palestine.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.